Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's the Paul Zeiss Show. Tonight's show is brought to you by Pittsburgh personal injury lawyer Robert L. Melnicki. And the Paul Zeiss Show is also brought to you by Archie's on the South Side. I'm not Paul Zeiss, and I'm not doing a Paul Zeiss impression right now because I wouldn't want to dilute from the man himself, who is running a couple minutes tardy, but we can't really be mad at him because he ran out of gas on the way here. Which, I don't know, if there was ever a Paul Zeiss, the most believable Paul Zeiss's late story as far as involving an automobile is by far Paul Zeiss got pulled over six times for speeding by six different police officers in a 1 mile span. Oh, hell! Well, officer, the thing is, I have to do a show. Hey, aren't you the guy from Channel 2? Yeah, you're on with Pompey Annie. The second most believable auto-related story as to why Paul would be tardy is that he ran out of gas, and that's what we've got today. And what I intend to do, if I'm going to be here just filling time and talking extemporaneously for a couple more minutes, I'll be damned if Paul's not going to tell me the story, okay? If I'm standing here, and I've got a kid to get home to, and I've got a dog that wants to see me, and I got work to do, Paul's going to tell me the story. We're going to have story time with Paul Zeiss on Paul Zeiss's show. That's how this is going to work. What else can I do for Paul here? Youth baseball and softball are in full swing. And 93.7 The Fan wants to join your teams this season. Visit 93.7thefan.com for details on how to register your team to have a chance for us to stop out to a game. A thank you to our sponsors, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kennywood, Smith's Hot Dogs, Diamond Dogs, and Window Nation. I don't know, Jermichael. What do we do here? Do we try to do a serious sports take, or do we just chuckle about Paul? I think I got to do serious sports. Like, I feel like I will be the one that gets in trouble for this because I just screwed around and BS'd while we waited for Paul to come in and do his show. And I feel like that's going to get me in trouble if I do it. Now, the man himself is walking into the building, and he looks like he's walking with a purpose. This guy looks like he's walking in like he's Michael Jordan right now. All right, Paul, I set this up. I sympathize. Let's hear the story. I want to be in here to hear the story. I already did the Archie's read. I already did a couple of your show reads. Okay, youth baseball's done.
Hey, and the good thing is we got Texas Roadhouse for later, so I'm in good shape. Okay, so I'm driving. Now, you know I have ADHD.
No.
I'm one of those people that if I got an unoccupied hour, I got to fill it with stuff, you know? So I was running around, and, you know, I'm running this golf tournament in a couple of weeks, which takes over your life because you got a million things to do. So I'm running, you know, grabbing stuff, getting here, you know, picking up a check, all this other stuff. Never looked at the gas gauge.
Never once. Now, does your car that you're driving, because I know you have more than one, does it have the digital, like, the actual number of miles left?
Yeah, but it stops at, like, 32.
What good is that,
then? Yeah, well, I've been...
And then does it show you four bars across?
Yes, and I'm usually pretty good at guesstimating about 28, 29. So, but that, I didn't realize I was on the light thing, right? So I'm driving, and then I look at the clock, and I'm like, oh, I got to go to work, you know? So I turn, I start going, I go up this hill on...
Wait, hold on. I feel like you buried the lead here. So you looked at the clock and just said, oh, I've got to go to work.
Yeah, I got to go to work. Well, you know, I knew I was going to get here on time. So I drive, and I'm going up the hill on 910. Have you been on 910?
I've been.
So, because I was at the Wexford Post Office, went up right up 910. As I'm driving, it starts sputtering. I'm like, oh, don't do this to me now. What's wrong with the car? And then I look down, and I see that the gas thing is, you know. So I says, oh, no, what am I going to do here?
I'm sure you said, oh, no, too. I'm sure those were the words
you said. Well, here's the thing. So I have, and of course, it's, you know, 5:30 or 5:20, so there's a line of cars behind me.
Yeah.
I'm going up the hill. So I pull off. They go past, right? I put the flashers on. And see, here's the thing. Because stuff like this happens to me almost daily, like, this doesn't, you know, there's no panic in me.
Oh, no. You've been there, done that.
I do it all the time. So, like, for instance, like.
You're a battle-tested veteran team.
I was talking about this, like, with somebody the other day. Like, if I, like, walk and, like, somehow I walk in the grass and my shoes get wet and so my sock gets a little wet, that destroys me for the day. I can't figure that out. That I lose my mind. Stuff like this, it's just life. So, I decide this is what I'm going to do. I call a buddy of mine who lives right up there. I said, listen, I need you to bring your gas can from your lawnmower. Bring me some gas. But I, in the meantime, said, I got to get this off the road. So, I just kind of drift down and drift into this guy's driveway. So, I pull into the driveway. And again, you got to be made to pull this off. I drift into the driveway, turn, you know, get out. And I look up and I notice this dude. This old guy, real old guy, sitting, you know, in one of those chairs, you know, those fold-up chairs, just sitting in his driveway. Like
just right, watching traffic.
Just sort of watching traffic.
Just expecting a guy to drift backwards into his driveway.
So I'm like, well, I guess I better go talk to this guy and let him know what's going on here. So I walk up. He gets up. I go to shake his hand. I said, hey, my man, I ran out of gas. I got someone coming. I swear I'll be out of your way. He goes, hold up. Puts his hand up. Hold up. Are you that guy from TV? I said, Channel 2. Yeah. He says, wait, Paul Zeiss. That's your name, right? He's looking at me like that. That's your name. I said, yeah. He goes, now what's the problem? Like that. Okay. Now that I know who you are, what's the problem? So I said, well, I got a buddy bringing me some gas real quick. I'll be out of your hair here. He's, you know, he lives right up the street. Hold on. So he goes into his garage, and he comes out with this can that looks like a still. You know, like when moonshine still, like they, you know, like you see in old movies that they made moonshine.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, exactly. So he brings it out, and he says, you know, damn OSHA. Here's the regulations. I can't figure out how to use those new gas cans, he said. So I went to an antique store and bought this one. This is how you do it. He's got this funnel, puts the thing in. Sure enough, it's full of gas. 3 gallons. So I do the math in my head. I said, 3 gallons of gas.
$10.
Well, but more importantly, I said, 3 gallons, you know, my car gets about 21 miles per gallon. I'm like, I don't even got to stop at a gas station.
Oh, now you're going to do this again. I can't wait for you
to run out of gas on your way home. Well, I will on my way home, but that's okay. At least I got here. So he says, here, you can, you know, I said, so I pulled out some money. I was going to give him money for the gas. He says, no, hell no, you don't need to pay me no gas. He says, or you don't need to pay me no money, this and that. So he turns around and he says, I'll tell you how you repay me. Come and sit on my porch one day and talk sports with me.
Will you?
Of course I will. So there you have it. So, but that's that is a snapshot of the day in my life of Paul Zeiss where – I was driving around doing so many things, just stopping here, stopping there. I never pay attention to the gas thing until it was like, I got to get to work. All right, let's go to work. And then I ran out of gas. But thinking on my feet, I was able to quickly rectify the situation. So it wasn't too, too bad, right? I mean, it was.
What do you think would have happened if you'd have told him you were Richie Walsh?
Yeah, he probably would have said, get out of my driveway.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and make sure you do us a favor, and that's follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. I tell you, Paul's going to start the show officially, but he already did.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I got it. I hope we have a few-minute break because my hands and everything else smell like gas. I need to run to the bathroom and get cleaned because this is This is the worst.
Here, Paul, take a lap. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.